he still insisted he was fine. Key takeaway: Michelle often struggled to reconcile where she came from with where she wanted to go. Michelle was raised to talk, quote, like a white girl, end quote, which meant saying going instead of going and isn't instead of ain't. Michelle's parents wanted her to transcend the barriers laid out for most Black people. In high school, Michelle was accepted at the very first magnet school in Chicago, a stark change from her poor, neglected middle school on the South Side. The students came from all backgrounds, rich and poor, but they shared one thing in common. They were all smart. Michelle became close friends with the daughter of the famous Reverend Jesse Jackson and was inadvertently exposed to the hectic life of politics and activism. As an extremely organized child with a highly structured home life, the chaos of it far from appealed to her. At school, she worked hard for her grades, harder than those at the top of her class for whom everything seemed to come more easily. But her perseverance paid off. Despite being told by her college counselor that she, quote, wasn't Princeton material, end quote, she was accepted. She firmly believes that the most successful people aren't the most gifted or talented, but the ones who don't give up. People are always going to tell you that you can't do something or you won't succeed. The most successful people are the ones who ignore them and work even harder. Key takeaway: Princeton was the first place Michelle felt racially out of place. Unlike her middle and high school experiences, Princeton was a massive culture shock. Despite her early education being in a mostly Black school and her high school being intentionally mixed, Princeton was dominated by white males. Blacks made up just 9% of the student body. Quote, I'd never stood out in a crowd or a classroom because of the color of my skin. It was jarring and uncomfortable, at least at first, like being dropped into a strange new terrarium, a habitat that hadn't been built for me, end quote. Being a minority at Princeton in the days of affirmative action wasn't easy, and most of the Black students tended to stick together. Michelle worked at a campus community center for minorities that was also the center of her social life. Despite what the brochure may have said, there was very little mixing between the races. On top of the social pressure, she frequently felt the academic drain of racism, of the need to constantly prove yourself to be that much better, to prove you deserve to be there. Key takeaway: Michelle lived her life with a singular vision towards success. Michelle, it turned out, had no problem proving herself. She set herself on a path to become a lawyer and followed it flawlessly. She wanted to be one of those successful Black people walking into a high-rise building in downtown Chicago that she saw on her bus ride to school growing up. She wanted to wear fancy suits and impress people and prove to people that she was good enough, that she deserved everything she had worked for. After Princeton, she was accepted into Harvard Law School and later accepted a position at a prestigious firm in Chicago, Sidley and Austin. Part of her relentless pursuit of success came from caring too much what other people thought of her, from wanting people to look at her and think, isn't she impressive? She defined much of her life by asking herself the question, am I good enough? So when she got the job at Sidley, she kept her nose to the grindstone. She worked as hard as anyone else and eschewed dating in favor of her career. That's why when she was assigned to mentor a promising summer associate with a funny name, she didn't think twice about dating him. Key takeaway: Barack throws a wrench in Michelle's plans. Of course, that associate was Barack Obama. Where Michelle was on a straight line towards success with no detours, Barack was open and willing to discover himself. After college, he had worked as a community organizer before realizing that studying law wouldn't help him enact the change he wanted to see. He had wild days in his youth living in Oahu with less of a destination in mind. He had an easy, unflappable demeanor that Michelle admired. He cared more to read philosophy books at home on a Saturday night than meet for drinks. He was both serious and carefree and knew what he wanted, not to mention he was brilliant and easy to talk to. And as the days of his internship drew to a close, they both realized that there was something more between them. Part 2: Becoming Us. In the final month of Barack's internship, he and Michelle dove into a whirlwind romance. They were both working long hours at the firm, but spent every minute that they could together outside of work. Michelle talks at length about his love for books, his utter lack of pretension,